Die for Love by Elizabeth Peters. Dedication. To Louise and Jim and their four-footed friends. Chapter 1. When Blaise awoke, she found herself lying on a silken soft surface amid the seductive scent of strange perfumes. A cool night breeze, the air of the desert, exotic and amorous, stroked her naked flesh. Naked? A soft cry escaped her voluptuous lips as she realized the truth. Where were her clothes? What unknown hands had stripped them from her helpless body? Where was she? Lamps carved of alabaster gave enough light to answer the last question. Overhead, a silken canopy shielded her from the night sky, a patch of which, glittering with stars, was visible through the open flap of the tent. Scarcely had she realized this when the stars were blotted out by a dark form. Stooping, he entered the tent and Blaise's white hands fluttered, trying in vain to conceal her softness. It was the Arab who had stared at her so boldly in the bazaar. Intense blue eyes studied her over the folds of the kafiyeh that hid the lower part of his face. "You are no Arab," Blaise gasped. "I know those eyes. You are...
"Your husband."
The kafiyeh fell away. It was indeed the face of Lance, Earl of Deptford, his chiseled lips curved in a mocking smile.
"Come to claim the rights you have so long denied me, my love. The disguise disturbs you. Off with it, then."
And he flung the robe aside. Blaise's eyes moved from the bronzed chest, seamed with the white scars of 100 jewels, to the narrow waist and flat-muscled abdomen.